In our gospel today, we hear many key elements. I think there are about five major things that Jesus says. But firstly, he asks, who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? And of course, the answer, the apostles answer, John the Baptist, Elijah, or one of the prophets. But then he turns the question directly to them, and I think to us today, who do you say that I am? Who do we say the Lord is through our words, through our actions, through our very lives as Christians? I think in our world today, if we ask, you know, if we took a poll, how many people believe in God, I think most people in America would say that they believe in God, but what does that really mean? How do they live that out? What does that mean to them? Words to reflect upon in our gospel today. In thinking about this myself, one story that came to mind was from a first century Roman soldier named Longinus. And Longinus, from what we don't know too much about him, but he was probably, like most of the other Roman soldiers at the time, maybe he's one, you know, imbibed a little bit, drank too much times, you know, maybe one who gave into bribery and extortion for a little extra income on the side. One thing we do know about him from the tradition as it goes is that he had an ailment of the eyes. He could not see clearly. And one day, you know, a normal work day for him in confirming the death of criminals, he, of course, was the soldier who pierced the side of Christ. And when the blood from Christ's side, some of it was dripped on him, he was able to see clearly. And not only that, but his eyes were opened more than physically, but also in a spiritual way. And he was miraculously cured, of course, but then spiritually, he was opened up to the grace of Jesus Christ. And we hear his words in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, when he says, truly this man was the Son of God. We hear his acclamation of faith there. And as the tradition goes, he, of course, made a radical life change. He became a Christian and eventually went on to become a martyr himself, to die for the faith. And so we see that Saint Longinus responded with his life like Saint Peter. You are the Christ. You are the Son of God. And Christ gives us all that freedom to choose. You know, he wants to give us so badly the grace of conversion, grace of sanctification. It's all really a free gift for the entire world, and he longs for us to accept it. And so how might we follow Jesus more closely? Who do you say that I am? Of course, later in the gospel we hear these words, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And looking at this, in Jesus' time, this idea, this metaphor of the cross was not something that was used before. Jesus was really the first one to use this phrase. And what he meant was he was actually taking up his true cross, right? And so we have to think about the mindset of the time. When you said cross, for them it meant an instrument of torture, instrument of death, an instrument of total humiliation. So it's not surprising that St. Peter turns so radically against our Lord, you know, in rebuking him. But Jesus calls us all to this radical change, to take up our cross before the Lord. St. Longinus undoubtedly had to give up many things in his life, make that radical change. He probably had to quit his job, you know, lost most of his friends, and ultimately his life for Jesus. And while we know that there is the cross, there is the suffering, there are many things we give up, we know that Jesus always connects this with the resurrection. As he mentions today, he would have to suffer, die, but then he would rise. Another very interesting connection in the readings today is that we heard from Psalm 116 today. And Psalm 16 is one of the Passover psalms that would have been sung, of course, at the Passover, but that also means that it would have been sung or recited at the Last Supper. So Jesus would have been reflecting upon these words as he was contemplating his passion was going to come, his passion, death, and resurrection. And we heard that beautiful refrain, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. We heard, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice in supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me the day I called. The cords of death encompass me, the snares of the netherworld seize me. I fell into distress and sorrow, and I called upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, save my life. Later, at the end of the psalm, we hear, I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living. He will keep my feet from stumbling. He has freed my soul from death. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And so while we too have our crosses in life, our sufferings, we know that we ultimately have that great hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How important it is for us to take up our cross too, whatever those things are throughout the day, and also realize, as St. Paul speaks of, you know, that we too build up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ in our own lives. Christ has given us this amazing gift of being able to share in helping to build up the church through our own sufferings, through our own sacrifices, to pray in reparation for others, to pray in reparation for our own sins, to pray for those in need of conversion, to pray for the sick. What a great privilege that we even have the understanding suffering. Of course, we do not completely understand it. It is a mystery, but what a gift that is to be able to participate in that, and that our suffering is giving meaning through Jesus Christ and his cross. And so, as Christ asks us, who do you say that I am? How will we follow Christ this week? How can we deny ourselves a little bit and take up our cross? We necessarily need to do this in order to continue to grow in holiness, to grow in virtue. And so, maybe even in the small things, we could learn to deny ourselves a little more this week, to deny ourselves some simple pleasure, you know, some simple thing we enjoy, to put another first before ourselves, that we too might begin to proclaim in a deeper way what is the meaning of our lives, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Because we know the more we do for ourselves, the things that are just for selfish reasons will pass away. But the things that are done for God and for others, those are the things that are eternal. And so we remember the words of Jesus Christ today. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it.